Gracious Father, we thank you for the praise of our precious pastor. We are so thankful that each and every member of the body that has come in here tonight has prayed. Lord, we are so thankful that we know and believe that you are also here tonight. Because if you are not here, Lord, this meeting is in vain. Father, we believe that you have promised, and none of your promises has ever failed. And tonight, Lord, we have come, Lord, believing that we will receive according our needs and according our desires and according our faith. And Father, as we are praying this evening, that you lift us up, Lord, above the flesh. Take us higher than just a man of 16 elements, a man with 5 senses. Take us above our senses. Lord, lift us into the unseen. Father, where we can touch our Heavenly Father, where we can have fellowship with you, Lord. We believe that all things are possible to them that believe, Lord. We come with faith with this evening. Even those that have come in here tonight for the first time, we pray that you will take control of them, Lord. If they doesn't know you as their personal Savior, we pray that, Lord, tonight is their night. You can do something special for them. There's a backslider in here, Lord, that needs change. There's someone here that has fallen by the wayside. This is the best place. This is the place where God can restore. We thank you, Lord, and we pray that take a hold of every backslider. If there's anyone in here, Lord, that is on the verge of going back to the world, and somehow the influences of wrong company, Lord, has changed their sight. We pray tonight, Heavenly Father, that by the preaching of your word, that it will tonight change that decision, Lord. There's nothing there in the world for us. Bring us to complete obedience towards your word. Bless us as we commit our lives into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, mercy. We are thankful for the Lord for these meetings. And we're thankful for what the Lord has done so far. As our pastor was saying, that this meeting, testimonies, must be part of this meeting.
There's
no way that we should be afraid. There's no reason why we should fear. Praise the name of the Lord. Whatever we need, He will provide. He promised us that by His stripes we are healed. If you should lay your hands upon the sick, they shall recover.
What a promise.
I was preaching in Germany. And very simple message. Speaking about the presence of the Almighty God. And what a service we had. What an atmosphere. What a place to be.
You
can never realize that how this atmosphere. Yes, we are here tonight. There are angels of the Lord that's encamping this place. That's a higher presence watching over this meeting.
We
come from our houses. You have situations today. You feel oppressed. You feel tired in the body. You feel sick. You feel that you need a breakthrough from the Lord. I want to tell you tonight, if we can move and step into the unseen,
this place
will turn upside down. His presence is not a myth. It's not just vocabulary. It's not just something that we try to explain. Once you shift from this dimension
into
that presence, it's all over.
You never want to come back.
It's something. It's an experience that you will remember for all your life. After the service, the Lord got a hold of everyone in that church. I heard that German people are very, the quiet people. But I trust the Lord for a wonderful time. The Lord gave me a very simple text to preach on. You know, my friend, my brother and my sister, God is not complicated. We have made Him complicated. We have made God so complicated. That's why there are so many people. They desire to step into that dimension. Some preachers have made things so complicated. When can I ever get into that? I'm telling you tonight, God is not complicated. God is in simplicity. The anointing, the Holy Ghost came down in that place. Like they've never seen it before. People cried, people worshipped. It was just a service that it was something above our expectations. I went to sit. And the brother was running, he ran from the back, he ran when the pastor came. Under that anointing, the brother came running.
yakauya ichimhanya.
And he said, Pastor.
Akati pastor.
My son.
Mwanakomana wangu. Mwanakomana wangu mdiki.
He wants to be prayed for.
Arikudawo kunamatirwa.
And that boy was running from the back.
Mukomana yanga ari kumhanya kubva kumasuro.
German boy.
Kamukomana kechiGerman kadiki.
I was, if the passage is like this, I was sitting like in that side of the building.
Ndikati nangana kagara nekuchikurutivi urwu.
He was blind.
Mukomana uyu anga ari bofu.
He was basically completely blind.
Anga asingaoni.
Probably a little sight maybe.
Kuda tingati aiona zvishoma shoma achionera kure kure.
He has never seen the colors in his room.
Azanga asati aiona zvekuti anga asingagoni kuona kana makala.
Never had the privilege to see this is yellow blue.
Anga asingagoni kuona kuti apa pane yellow, apa pane blue, apa pane grey.
That boy told his dad at the back.
Asi mukomana uyu akaudza baba vake vari kumasure kuti baba ndira kunamatirwa inini.
And they brought the boy to.
Vakauya unza mukomana uyu.
We prayed.
Takanamata.
The boy went back.
Mukomana akatodzokera.
Before he could reach the back.
Asati atosvika kumasure.
The dad was screaming.
Baba vake vanga vakudaidzira.
My son can see.
Mwanakomana wangu akuona.
His eyes went open.
Meso wake akazaruka.
His sight was restored right there.
Akapuwa kuona kwake ipapo.
He could start to see red, blue, yellow.
Akarutanga kutoona red, blue nemamwe makala.
Right there, his eyes.
Ipapo maziso ake.
His sight was healed.
Akapodzwa.
The faith of a little German boy.
Kutenda kwakamukomana kadiki kechiGerman.
That boy had so much faith in the Lord.
Kana kamukomana akavimba naMwari.
How much we tonight.
Kokuzoti isusu manheru ano.
In the very same church.
Mukereke imwe chete iyoyo.
After the revival was going on.
Rumutiriro vuzerere ichienderera mberi.
The brother with back problems.
Pane imwe hama yanga ichirwadziwa nemusana.
His back, he ran to the front.
Yakamhanya kumberi.
We prayed for him.
Takamunamatira.
Right there, his back was fixed.
Ipapo musana wavo wainesa wakambva wapora.
It was one miracle upon the next miracle.
Taiona munana pamusoro pemumwe munana.
The very brother that was healed by his back problems.
Hama iyo kupodzwa musana
iyi. He could not sit properly.
Yaitadza kugara zvakanaka.
He could not pick up heavy things.
Yaisanga gone kusumudza zvinorema.
He could not raise his hands above his head.
Yaisanga gone kusumudza maoko.
But that afternoon.
Asi masikati wayo.
That brother was raising his hands.
Hama iyo yaisumudza maoko ichitaidzira.
And the next day, he asked the pastor,
akakumbira pastor,
can I drive these brothers back to Belgium?
Kuti ndoda kudrive mahama
idzi vadzosere ku Belgium.
Akadrive kubva ku Germany kunotidzosera ku Belgium.
He was revived.
Akanga amutsidzirwa.
It depends what we expect from God.
Zvinongoenderana nekuti tiri kutarisira chii kubva kuna Mwari.
Nothing can stop the Lord.
Hapana chinogona kumisa
Mwari wako. There's nothing that can stop God.
Hapana Satan, hapana chii chinogona kumisa Mwari.
He still answers prayer.
Achiri Mwari anopindura munamato.
If he has done it in Germany, he can.
Kana akambozviita kuGermany, anogona kuzviita muZimbabwe.
So is the name of the Lord.
Zita raJehovha rikudzwe.
Just believe tonight.
Iwo tenda chete manheru ano.
Take him at his word.
Tora zvaanotaura pashoko rake.
Don't even have to come into the prayer line.
Hazvitoredzeri kuti utombouya muprayer line uzonamata. Kana uine kutenda unogamuchira kupodzwa kwako uripo ipapo. Unogamuchira kupodzwa kwako uripo ipapo.
Let us read from the word.
Tiverengei kubva mushoko raMwari.
The book of Exodus.
Tiverenge kubva kubhuku raExodus.
Chapter 13.
Exodus 13.
Trust the Lord for just to mention a few things.
Takatarisira Mwari kuti varipe mukana wekutaura zvinhu zvishoma.
I've got so many testimonies to tell.
Pane zvapupu zvakawanda zvekutaura nezvazvo.
Trust in the Lord that as the meetings go on, we will share some of these wonderful testimonies.
Tiri kutarisira kuti musangano uchifambira mberi, tange tichigoverana zvapupu izvozvi.
Put some clips on the screen for you to show you.
Ndichange ndichikuisira imwe mifananidzo paboard pedu kuti munge muchizvionera.
These testimonies will lift up your faith.
Ndichitenda kuti zvapupu izvi zvichasumudza kutenda
kwenyu. In the name of the Lord.
Zita raJehovha rikunzwe.
Let's read from verse 21.
Exodus 13, verse 21.
And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night.
Jehovah akavatungamira masikati neshongwe yegore rokuvaperekedza panzira pavo, usiku neshongwe yemoto yokuvavhenekera kuti vafambe masikati nousiku.
He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night.
Shongwe yegore yakanga isingabve pamberi pavanhu masikati, uye yakanga isingabve pamberi pevanhu shongwe yemoto kana wausiku.
He took it not away from them.
Haana kuvabvisira, yakaramba iripo.
From before the people.
Kubva pamberi pevanhu.
In Exodus chapter 14,
Exodus 14,
we just read a few verses there.
What
the text and also the scriptures that we take tonight is a very simple scripture. And when Pharaoh, Exodus 14 verse 10,
Exodus 14,
and when Pharaoh draw nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord.
Zvino Farao vakati asvika pedyo, vana vaIsrael vakasimudza meso avo, vakaona vaIjipita vachivatevera, vakatya kwazvo, vana vaIsrael vakachema kuna Jehovah.
And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt?
Vanhu vakati kuna Moses, ko nai muIjipita makanga musina makuva here kuti muzotibvisako kuti tifire murenje muno? Makati itireiko zvamakati buritsa kubva muIjipita?
So this drama that we see here tonight,
mutambo watiri kuona apa manheru ano,
just see how it went.
Ngationei kuti vakafamba sei.
These people wants to go back now.
Vanhu ava vakushuva kudzokera.
They want to surrender.
Vakuda kusiya.
They are on the edge of victory.
Vapadyo pedyo nekusvika mukukunda. Pakuda kutoitika chinhu chikuru chaicho.
And now they want to quit.
Asi panguva iyoyo ndopa vakuda kudzokera sure.
And Moses said,
Moses ndokuti kuvanhu,
fear not,
musatya,
stand still,
imimi mirai,
and see the salvation of the Lord,
mugoona kudzikinura kwaMwari,
which he will show to you today,
kwaachakuratidzai nhasi.
For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. So that's the kind of faith God expects from us. The problem that you are facing, you will see them no more forever.
Matambudziko akatarisana newo nhasi hausi kuzombomaonazve nekusingaperi. Nemhaka yei?
The Lord shall fight for you.
Ndekuti Jehovah vachakurwira.
And he shall hold your peace.
Imimi munofanwa kunyarara chete.
It's time to leave God.
Yanguva yekusiyira Mwari.
Let us take our seat.
Tigare hedu pasi.
May the Lord bless His word.
Ishe varopafadze shoko ravo.
It's time to allow the Holy Ghost,
yava nguva yekupa mweya mutsvene mukana,
to fight for us.
Kuti atirwire.
Maybe you've read this scripture, maybe what some preachers preach about this.
Kuda wakamboriverenga gwaro iri vamwe vaparidzi vakariparidza.
But we want to lift up your faith tonight.
And
if we give our little text subject,
we'll
take it from verse
14.
I will fight for you. Praise the name of the Lord. My dear friend, my visitor, your fighting is over. Why using your own energy? Say, brother, I don't know you, but I'm fighting. I've been fighting even to come to church tonight. So many things have happened today that have tried to stop me to come to this meeting. And now God is already speaking to me that I shall fight no more, because He wants to fight for me. He has promised. You know, when you read this whole drama, the little portion that we have read tonight, was in fact God already spoke to Moses about this. God spoke to Moses about this.
But a
long time. You know, there are certain things that the Lord has spoken to us about. And because of our unbelief, because of we have neglected, we have slowed down, we have forgotten about what was happening here, was been spoken. God told Moses way before time that Moses, there will come a time where I will fight for you. These are not things that Moses neither
knew.
It has been talked over. It has been discussed. God told him at the burning bush that you go, I'll fight for you. But on his journey, many things happened. You know, to be a Christian is a journey. And when you drive, there are many obstacles in our way. There are many things that you bump
through.
You bump through as potholes. There is some obstacles. There's some flat tires. There's some engine overheat. Your battery gets done. You know the police stops you. You try to explain it. Don't give me a ticket. Brother, I'm telling you. There you find those things along the way. But remember, God has promised us that I will fight for you. Somehow, Moses, when time was due for God to come on the sea, somehow God's prophet forgot. I think that then we human beings do that. Sometimes we are so oppressed. We are so down. We have tried everything in life. We have tried everything that we know what to do. Then we forgot that God has promised us that I will fight for you. So I trust the Lord tonight. This message. It's not just another message. It's not just something that works on the emotions. Something that can stir up your happiness. And when you leave, then the happiness is gone. But pray the message of tonight. Not just bring a revival now. But
pray
the revival continues. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It continues. Even when the times is dark. Even when problems arise. Even when situations are turned upside down. Even if nothing works out for you. Hallelujah. Just believe. Just trust the Lord. Just stay with the word and believe on His time. He will make things
work.
These things God spoke to Moses about it. It was not new things. The things that God spoke to Moses. That is what we see, what happens. You know what the miracles that they saw.
Since
Moses came back. After God dealt with Moses. After God spoke to him.
Sure,
God told him to go back to Egypt. Hallelujah, God told him to go back. Where he failed. Where he
killed,
where he left any kind of life, God told him to go back. Hallelujah, that's what God wants us to do. My friend, if God does something for you tonight, there's a responsibility towards God's word. You have a responsibility to go and tell your family. This is what God has done for me. This is what the Lord told me to do. And remember, you must remember that you will find some obstacles. Your family will tell you, will ask you, what is this now? Your boyfriend, your girlfriend will ask you, what is this now? We have such a wonderful relationship. No, not, we stop this. I have found the truth. I have found the word. I've received
Christ
in my life. I thought I had Christ. But I've never had him. I thought the life that I loved was the right life. God changed your life. My dear brothers, you that came here tonight for the first time, let me talk to you for a while. An opportunity like this, you might be like a Moses. 40 years under the rulership of Pharaoh.
Uchitongwa na Pharaoh.
40 years
makore 40
under the rulership of
uri pasi pe utongi
of the world.
Wenyika.
Unbelief.
Pasi pe kusatenda.
Sin.
Pasi pe chivi.
You are very busy
wanga uchishingaira
with the things of the world.
Muzvinhu zvenyika.
God took Moses out of Egypt.
It
took him another 40 years into the desert. God changes his life. The very same God that brought a change in the life of Moses. The very same God that's in this building tonight.
Ndiye Mwari.
Hallelujah. You don't have to be the, you don't have to be the same anymore. Because the Bible says, the Lord shall fight for you. And then you shall see them again no more forever. That life, my brothers that you love, you will see him no more forever.
Auchawoni zvakare nokusingaperi.
Yes. There is only one real church.
Pane kereke imwe chete
yechokwadi. Then you don't join it.
Haipindwi zvekujoinwa.
You are born into it.
Unotozvarwa mairi.
And if you are born into it,
the
loving God works himself through you
and
making himself known. That's where God dwells. In his church.
Anogara muchurch make.
God goes to church every day.
Zuva rega rega.
Just loves in church.
Mwari vanogara muchurch.
He loves in you.
Vanogara mauri.
You are his church.
Iwe ndiwe church.
You are his church.
Uri church yake.
You are the tabernacle that God dwells in.
Ndiwe tabernacle umo
munogara mwari.
Tipe ishe chipoto kuombera.
You are the church, you are the tabernacle.
Ndiwe church yacho, ndiwe tabernacle yacho.
Of Christ.
Ya Kristu.
You are the church of the living God.
Ndiwe church ya Mwari mupenyu.
That's the problem with people today.
Herinoita mudziko nevanhu nhasi.
Which church do you belong?
Ah, kwewo kuchechi uri kuchechi kupi kwewo?
The Zion Church.
Zion.
I belong to the ZCC Church.
ZCC.
I belong to this Pentecostal
in
Church.
Pentecost.
You know, there's a church in our country.
Do church is
it's also run by a prophet.
Prophet our church.
They eat grass, they eat snakes, they eat ants.
Kune church iri kunyika kwedu ine muprofita ari kupa vanhu kuti vadye loni, achivadyisa nyoka, achiita zvakadaro zvakadaro.
You find all these different churches. But you don't have to eat grass tonight.
Asi kana vanhu hatina kumbodya sora.
You don't have to drink holy waters tonight. You don't have to eat ants tonight.
Kana kudya masvosve.
Eternal life, my friend.
Upenyu usingaperi.
Christ.
The Christ
wants to love within you tonight.
Christ anoda kurarama mauri iwewe.
You are the tabernacle of him.
Iwewe ndiwe tabernacle yake.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't have to give you a uniform.
Atipo kuti tikupe uniform.
What a badge here.
The uniform or in a badge panapa.
With a duff.
The
duff must be inside.
Njiva ngaive mukati.
If the duff is outside.
Kana njiva iri panze ka.
You will smoke while the duff.
Unoshuta njiva iripo pa badge apa.
You will drink with a duff outside.
Ugotomwa zvakodoro njiva iri pa badge.
But the duff which is Christ.
Asi njiva iri Kristu.
He don't want to be a label only.
Hatidi kuti Kristu ave chibhedhi.
The dove wants to get into your heart.
Njiva inoda kupinda mumoyo mako.
Not outside on the uniform.
Kwere panze iri pa uniform.
You can have your uniform.
Unogona kuva ne uniform yako.
And you can be smoking and drinking.
Uchitoshuta.
And committing adultery with your uniform.
Uchiita upombwe uri baba nebhachi kana mai nebhachi.
But tonight, God wants to give you a uniform. He wants to dress your heart. He wants to dress your life.
Hallelujah. zita ra Jehovah rikudzwe.
That's the uniform he wants to
put on. No uniform chayo aruda kuti upeke.
Hallelujah. He wants to make you a new person.
Anda kukuita munhu mutsva.
He wants to dwell.
Anoda kugara.
In us.
Matiri.
Yes, we're going very fast. We're going to go fast now.
Toda kumhanya.
Let's go straight.
Ngatiende.
To where Pharaoh.
Tione apo Pharaoh.
Is, as the Bible says.
So kuti anoitwa nebhaibheri.
God told Moses.
Mwari akaudza Mozisi.
That I will harden his heart.
Kuti ndichaomesa moyo wake.
When Pharaoh arrived.
Pharaoh akati asvika.
On the scene.
Akati asvika.
It was not something that Moses didn't know.
Hakusi kuti zvaive zvitsva kuna Mozisi.
He knew about it.
Aiziva zvinhu zviitiko zvose izvi.
When Moses left Egypt.
Moses akabuda kuEgypt.
He knew.
Waiziva.
Pharaoh will come behind us.
Kuti Farao achatitevera.
And he could not tell the rest of Egypt, Israelite now.
Ahana kumbudza Israel vese.
Israel.
Ahana kwanza kudza vaIsrael vese.
He could not tell the people.
Ahana kudza vanhu vese.
Because among those 2 million people.
Nokuti pakati pevanhu ava 2 million
vaikudza. Was a lot of unbelievers.
Panga paine vanhu vasingatendi
vakawanda. People did not really believe.
Vanhu vanga vasinganyatsotendi muna Moses.
You must be very careful.
Munofanga kuchenjerera.
Don't just come to church.
Haikwanango uya kuchurch.
And just, oh, I enjoy. When the gates of Egypt opened, everybody was going. And
Moses,
the people,
vanu,
were not all matured in there.
Vanga vasina kukura zvakaringana vese.
Moses could not tell them.
Moses
akasagona kuvaudza. I want to tell you today.
Ndoda kuudzai nhasi.
When we get to the rest.
Kuti nzwai kavarume katatamba gungwa tsvuku. Moses hana kuvaudza izvozvo.
Remember as we journey.
Mozorangarira utarwendo apa.
Hapane
gungwa dzvuku ririkuuya.
When we get to the rest.
Katatamba gungwa tsvuku.
Remember that Pharaoh will come.
Faro achatitevera. Mwari agomesa moyo wake.
Remember this is what.
Rangarirai ndozvaita.
Some must hide in this mountain. Some must hide
there.
And God has told me it will be so and so many days.
Oh,
Pharaoh will come behind us. No, sir. So don't be surprised. When the enemy comes up. God has already told
me.
Don't be surprised. When trouble arises in your house. When things get tough in your job. God has already told you. Don't move. Don't act. Church of the living God. Just listen to this tonight. Lord must help us tonight. We must not act like as if God has not told us about it. He has told us about it. God has told us. He has warned us about it. No, brother, I was so surprised. When my child backslides, when my child brought in a girlfriend, I was so surprised. My heart almost fainted.
Why?
Why do you faint? Why do you want to commit suicide? Why do you want to run away from your wife? These things has been told. We have been given these things. Sometimes we act.
Because
the Lord should have told me. No, the pastor should have told
me. Pastor,
this life is a tough life. To be a Christian is a tough life. Brothers and sisters, let us look into this thing with a clear conscience. Stop telling, I'm so surprised.
Kwenye kuzotanga kuti udza kuti
ndakashamisika
inini.
When I receive a call. And when I picked it up, it was a soft voice. Please speak to Jeffrey. You know Jeffrey. Sister, why are you surprised? Does your husband have an affair with a young girl at work? These things have been told to us. That's why God. We will see in the closing quotation. The prophet says, God was fed up. God was fed up. When he looked down and saw Moses crying, but I spoke to this man. There's no time for tears. But the tears don't come. You cry. If that happens, you cry. God is fed up. For people that know what was fed up. For people that know what was spoken. God needs warriors. God wants people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants people. Oh, I was so surprised. When my daughter came and told me, Mommy, I'm expecting. God has told us in His words. Children shall bring for children.
Kuti vana vachazvara vana.
You see? No, I was so surprised. No, I don't want to see this child anymore. Why are you surprised? My precious brother.
Why are
you surprised? If your wife's dresses get shorter. If your wife's dresses become tight. If the heels get high, she was shorter than what you are today, she's taller than what you are. Then you phone the pastor.
Pastor
wants to rest a little bit.
Pastor,
I can't understand. My wife has changed. All of a sudden,
I try
to sort it out. We have fight. It's been 2 weeks, he's not talking to me. I don't know how to handle this. You know, we are sick today. We put too many things upon the pastors and the deacons. Why are you surprised? When your wife comes in with a high heel, it has been told. When a dress becomes short, it's been told. It's not something that we doesn't know. Young people, why are your dressing changing? Why are your conduct changing? The prophet says God was fed up.
Because
these things have been told. God spoke to Moses about these things. He told
Moses,
I will fight for you. And the God of Moses is here tonight.
Moses ari pano manheru ano.
To tell us. Is reminding us. I will fight for you. He has already prophesied.
That
these Egyptians that you see today, you will see them no more. And then immediately he began to cry. God, what can we do? Have they done a pretty good job in prophesying? Then he told them what will happen if the word of God was in him.
Then
it was in him. And when he was telling that, it actually came to pass. What was prophesied will come to pass. Don't be surprised. What it says was already going to come to pass. And here he was crying out, what am I going to do?
Kuti zvinondoita sei?
And here our circumstances rose in a moment.
Apa panga pasimuka mamiriro ezvinhu nekanguva.
Circumstances come up in a moment.
Zvinhu zvaitika mupenyu wako.
What must I do?
Ndoita sei?
What about David?
KuDavida.
When Israel failed to fight.
Israel pavakatadza kurwa.
Because they wanted to fight Goliath themselves.
Nekuti vaida kurwisa ivo Goliath.
They wanted to show.
Ndivo vaida kuratidza.
The strength of Israel.
Vaida kuratidza simba reIsrael.
But they failed to fight the Philistines.
Asi vakatadza kurwa nemaFiristia.
If we want to prove something,
kana tichida kuedza chimwe chinhu,
we will fail to fight.
Okana tiri kuda kuita chinhu chekuti tionekwe,
tichatadza
kurwa.
Because we want to prove something. There's nothing to prove. There's nothing to be proven. Because God has already prophesied that I will fight for you. And you will see those Egyptians no more forever.
They
are parents tonight. They are struggling with blood pressure.
They are
struggling because the blood pressure up, the blood pressure down. Because of circumstances. Unhappy children. Disobedient children. Because we try to fight. Now blood pressure up. Because
no blood pressure yakwira.
That moment is down.
Yadzika.
Why are you fighting?
Because
Christ already told you.
Christ,
I will fight for you. You will see blood pressure. If you have sugar diabetes,
you will see sugar no more.
If you have cancer,
you will see cancer no more.
Just remember what God has already told us.
Rangarira zvatakatoudzwa naMwari kare.
We must remember what he has already told us.
Tinofanga kurangarira zvakatotiudza.
Brother, you won't understand. I have an unhappy life.
Upenyu hwangu hauna kana mufaro.
I'm unhappy.
Handina kana mufaro hama.
Why are you unhappy?
Chiri kumbokushaisa mufaro chiko?
For what reason?
No,
brother, that's one brother in our church took the sister I liked.
Ah, mama, murona brother vaka rora sister vandaida inini.
No, the sister, I'm not coming to church because the brother that other sister took the brother I liked.
Kana kuti sister vakutoti kuchecha handiwi nekuti sister ningi vakazotora brother vangu.
Are you coming to church for a boyfriend or a
chauri kumbodinga kuchechi ndi boyfriend here kana girlfriend?
Leave God to fight for you.
Siya Mwari akurwire.
Leave God, young man, to fight for you.
Mujaya, siya Mwari akurwire.
Why are you trying to get a wife?
Sei uriwo uri kushena shena kutsvaka mukadzi.
Leave God to fight for you.
Siya Mwari akurwire.
Months in marriage. No, I made a mistake. It's until death.
There's
no turning back. Because you have fight. No. I will fight for what I want. This is how people in the world speak. A believer don't talk like that.
No,
brothers,
he
doesn't know me. I fight for what I want.
No,
sister, he doesn't know. I fight for what I want.
Yes,
fight.
You
will see what happens. After a few months, you are in the office of the deacons. Brothers, my wife is wearing pants again. And I see signs. What signs? I will fight for you. You will see them no more.
Let us say it together. We will
see them no more forever. You must say it with faith within your heart. Don't just say it.
I want to go to Taura.
You will see them no more forever. Because God will fight for you. David stood there as a young boy.
David akamira apo sechikomana chidiki.
No education.
Asina kudzidza.
No physical strength.
Asina simba repanyama.
He didn't pick up some
iron.
Drink those vitamins.
I USA.
Yes, USA. No.
Quite.
He remembered that my forefathers. My father's father. Always talking about. That somewhere in the world. That the Lord Jesus. The Messiah. God told us. Israel. I will fight for you. He remembered. There was nobody. We always want people around us. There was nobody.
They
told David. Remember your forefathers. Remember what
is
in the Bible. Remember what the prophet said. Remember
quote that.
Remember
paragraph.
There was nobody. Oh, if I can only remember the quotation.
When you were
into a toilet.
Toilet.
Into your office.
So,
the situation in the office here.
What
is the prophet saying?
Prophet
there was no time for
this.
What
page?
What
page?
He remembered. He remembered. It was once prophesied. I want to ask you tonight. As a servant of the Almighty God. Why should God remind us all the time? Why should we always be remembered? We must remember. Just once there was prophesied. When the situation arrives, when the problems come back, you don't have to fight. Just remember that it been prophesied that I will fight. simple as that.
Zvakanyoreka zvakadaro. Hauzovaoni nokusingaperi.
There was no Goliath after that Goliath.
Paka pasina mumwe Goliath akazomuka uyu arohwa.
There was somewhere in the village around the Philistines.
Panga mumadunhu ipomo mumaFiristia.
Because after David finished Goliath,
David akadarova Goliath.
He also had 4 other stones left in his pocket.
Pakanga pasara manga matombo mana munhava
yake. If you read down, you find out in the village.
Unozonzwa kuti mumavillage imomo.
He used these other stones to finish the other giants that was.
Akazongoshandira matombo kuzongopedzisa manga magiant angasara.
Some of the Goliath's brothers and some of the boys.
He
finished them off.
Kuzongonorova vanunguna vaGoriati nevamwe vose
nekuti
hauzovaoni futi nokusingaperi nokusingaperi hauzovaonizve nokusingaperi nekuti Mwari vari kutirwira. Hauzovaoni nokusingaperi.
And yet he knew.
God
has anointed him. We have a special anointing, church. My precious friend. You don't have to go to a dance or to a bar. Or to a club.
I want
to
go to a dance or to a club.
No. No. God has given us a special anointing. No, brother, you don't have holy waters in this church, so there's no anointing.
You know, Amaka, Amuna Brazaka Yeres, Wakamunum, Zemteuro, Saka, Jurosvamba.
One brother showed me one of the shops in town here today where they sell holy waters.
Amai Auntie, that is in my storeroom town, Ponotekeswa, Brazaka Yeres.
No, you don't know the holy waters.
Atiti Brazaka Yeres.
I will be with you even in you.
Ndichava mamuri, ndichava newe ndiri mauri kusvikira kumagumo.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, if you are not feeling well tonight.
Kana usiri kunzwa zvakanaka.
You say, brother, what can the Lord tell me tonight?
Unotiko ishe vanga ndudzei kumanhero anhasi.
I've been coming to church so many days and weeks.
Ndanga ndiri kuuya kuchechi kwemwedzi nemwedzi.
Paul was a sick man.
Paul aive munhu airwara.
Paul was a sick man.
Paul angari murwere.
He wrote these books while he was sick.
Zvatoverenga izvi mabhuku akanyora achirwara.
He had an infirmity, he had an infection on the eyes.
Aive ne urwere maziso akairwadza.
And he wrote all these mysteries and what we enjoy today, he wrote those things.
Akazvinyora zvakavanzika zvese nezvatinoropafadzwa nazvo nhasi iye akazvinyora.
Was a sick man himself.
Ari murwere kudaro.
But one day.
Asi rimwe zuva.
Paul, a man in the presence of God.
Pauro akaramba ari mupo waMwari.
One day.
Rimwe zuva.
They took from the body of a sick Paul.
Vaiva kutora zvinhu kubva pamutumbi wemurwere Pauro.
Took from the body of a sick Paul.
Vaitora hanzu kubva pamutumbi wemurwere Pauro.
His jacket.
Bhachi rake.
You can call it a jacket.
Kana angaidaro bhachi.
And they put it upon the sick.
Voinda vonoturika pamusoro pevarwere.
Upon the blind.
Pamusoro pemapofu.
And the eyes went open.
Maziso emapofu achisvinudzwa.
You tell me tonight, brother.
Chindiudza manhero anhasi hama.
You say, brother, just dress. My husband has been a long time since he bought me a new dress.
And a garatanda tengerwa hembe. Na brother.
You know how much anointing is upon that dress.
Uri kudziya here kuti dress rako rasaruka iroro rine chizoro chakadii.
You know, brother, on that old jacket you have tonight.
Brother, bhachi rako iroro ranzwa.
It's wrinkled, it's been color has changed.
Raunyana rikakomba makala akachinja.
Do you know how much anointing is upon that jacket?
Uri kuziya here kuti bhachi rine chizoro chakadii irorero.
You have been spending for the last 2-3 years.
Wanga uri kumira kwemakore maviri matatu adarika.
In this atmosphere.
Uri muhupo iwo hunohu.
Your clothes, your shoes.
Hembe dzako nebhutsu nebhachi.
is overrun with the anointing of a power.
Zakati tiba tiba nechizoro.
If they took clothes from a sick body,
kana vakatora hanzu kubva pamunhu anorwara, vakanoturika pavarwere.
What about you tonight?
Ko kuzoti iwewe manhero anhasi.
What about us tonight?
Ko kuzoti kwatiri manhero anhasi.
Yes, that old jacket you have.
Batira kwero rachembera.
Dress
iro ro ra muri kunyunyuta nezvaro zvanzi.
The anointing is upon you.
Chizoro chiri pamusoro paro.
Promise.
Zvakarindiswa izvi.
God has anointed us. Go quickly now.
Tichikasira.
God has clearly vindicated his claims.
Mwari vanyatsosimbisa.
It was time for the
mashoko avo yanga yanguva yevanhu kuti vanhu vadzikinurwe.
God through his miracles and wonders.
Mwari kumurikidza neminana yake.
He has drawn them all together in one group.
Akanga vaunganidza akavaisa poka rimwe chete.
Brought them.
Ndokuvaunza.
Together. Follow me.
Brought them all
together in one group.
Vindicated
his claims.
Akaratidza akapupurira zvaitaura.
Gwaro
ndozvanotaura.
Paive
nechiratidzo.
Paive
nehuchapupu.
Everything that he said.
Zvese zvakambotaura.
Then he came among them as a prophet.
Akauya pakati pavo semuprofita.
Whatever he said.
Akauya kwaari akati.
God honored it.
Mwari zvavaitaura Mwari vaizviremekedza.
Even to create.
Kunyangwe kusvika pakusika.
Bring up flies.
Pakuti akatosika nhunzi.
Brought things in existence.
Akaita kuti zvinhu zvivepo zvanga zvisipo.
Everything that he had promised.
Zvese zvanga zvakavimbiswa. Akazviita.
Everything that Moses spoke.
Zvese zvakataurwa naMozisi.
When Moses spoke flies.
Mozisi akataura nhunzi.
Nhunzi
dzikavapo.
When Moses called the hail.
Mozisi pakadaita mvura. Mvura yakavapo.
When Moses called darkness.
Mozisi pakataura nerima. Rima rakavapo.
Here he comes.
As he akuya futi.
Before we close.
Satapedza.
My friend.
Chamare yangu.
Light has come.
Chiedza chauya.
Light has come.
Chiedza chauya.
I will fight for you.
Ndichakurwira.
God has promised us.
Mwari vakativimbisa.
I will fight for you.
Ndichakurwira.
Here is Moses.
You know Moses.
Watching.
Ari kutarisa.
Looking at the people.
Akatarisa vanhu.
How they fight.
Vanhu vachirwa.
How they scream.
Vachichema vachidaidzira.
Mourn and moan. Why you brought us here, Moses? Look at our condition. You brought us here to die. What is going to happen with us? What will happen with us? But he wanted to wait. Moses wanted to wait.
Aida kubirira.
On that say the Lord.
Aka zendama pana zvanzi na Jehovah.
Want you to listen carefully.
Ndoda kuti muterere.
He should have known.
Aida yakaziva.
There's a very vindication.
Kuti kusimbiswa.
Of his call.
Kwekudaidzwa kwake.
Moses should have known better.
Mozisi aida yakaziva zviri nani
apa. Prophet of God says.
Muprofita wamwari anoti.
You should know that the very vindication.
Aida yakaziva kuti kusimbiswa nekutsigirwa kwekudaidzwa kwake.
Was that
kwanga kuri pana zvanzi na Jehovah.
Hallelujah. His job.
Basa rake.
That he was ordained.
Raanga akagadzirwa.
To.
Kugadzirwa kwariri.
Was.
Basa rake ndeiri.
That.
Zvanzi. Na Jehovah.
Can we all say, thus saith the Lord?
Titaure tose kuti zvanzi na Jehovah.
Thus saith the Lord.
Zvanzi na Jehovah.
I will see them no more forever.
Handichavaone nekusingapere.
Just the same anointing.
Chizoro chimwe chete icho church.
That was on Moses.
Chakachiri pana Mozisi.
It's on us tonight.
Ndo chiri patiri manhero ano.
Our job is to say.
Basa redu ndere kungoti zvanzi na Jehovah.
Why? Why?
Nepaka yei.
Did he wait it?
Nemaka yakamirira.
On that saith the Lord.
Pana zvanzi na Jehovah.
While that saith the Lord was in him.
Zvanzi na Jehovah yanga iri maari.
Thus saith the Lord was within Moses.
What
was in God? We catch this little text here. What was in God? What was in God? He poured it into Christ. What was in Christ? He poured it into the church. Into the bride. Why wait? For thus saith the Lord.
No,
Brother Nikki, I'm waiting until a pastor or a brother would say, thus saith the Lord.
Ah, Brother Nikki, ininika.
Why? Wait for thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith
the Lord is with you. Thus saith the Lord is with you.
The
church of the living God.
Amen.
The pillar of fire is not a picture. There is a reality. That is real. Hallelujah. It guided Israel. It guided Israel.
Thus
saying the Lord was with them.
The
Pharaoh were coming behind them. The pillar of light was in front of them. But the time came when the very pillar of fire came behind them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The time has arrived where the very same pillar of fire is coming between you and your
problem.
The very pillar of fire is coming between you and your disease.
It's
become between you and your problem. You will see them. The Bible says, Church of God, I feel His presence. I feel His presence. You know what happened? When the pillar of fire was before them, they saw
Egypt.
But brother Dinas, when the pillar of fire moved and stood between them, they saw them no more.
Hallelujah.
Amen. They saw them
Havana
no more.
Kuzombona maIjipita nokupinga peri.
They saw no chariot. They saw
chariot.
No thought.
Havana kuzombona minondo.
They saw no
Egypt.
Between them
no kuti pakati pavo
nemuvengi
paka paine songo yemoto paka paine songo yemoto
between you
pakati pako
and your problem
nedambudziko rako pane songo yemoto
between you
pakati pako
and your sickness
neurwere hwako pane songo yemoto
Satan
anakundwa. I don't need Satan akakundwa.
You shall see him.
No,
you shall see him no more forever. He's finished. He's gone. He's behind. The devil cannot, shall not, will not come through the pillar of fire. You are protected. You are protected by the pillar of fire. You shall see him no more forever. Receive. The Holy Ghost is here. The angel is here. Receive. The angel is here. Satan is defeated. You shall see him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You shall see him. No more. Forever. He's gone. He's gone. Between you. Stands the pillar of fire. He's here.
The angel of the Lord is here. The angel of the Lord is here. Receive what you have asked for. Say, Lord, I will fight no more. You will fight for me. You will fight for me. God spoke. When the pillar of fire brought division, brought separation, protected them. When the pillar of fire, right there, God starts to deal. God starts to deal with Moses. He said, I don't want Pharaoh to see how I'm dealing with my prophets.
I wonder what Indrukushanda said in prophet.
Moses. Why cry? Speak the word. Why cry? Speak the word. What do you have in your hands? What do you have in your hands, Moses? It's not just an ordinary stick. What do we have tonight? It's not just a picture. Say it. The Lord, the God of Israel. Hallelujah.
Israel.
The very same pillar of fire that opened up the sea. The very pillar of fire that opened up the sea. God was not finished with
Pharaoh.
God is not finished with your enemy. God wants to get rid of your problem. Not brother, how can I get rid of my problem?
No.
God, the business that God is in is to get rid of your problem. To get rid of your sickness. To get rid of your problem. Behind the pillar of fire. In quietness, on the other side of the pillar of fire, they were trying, come this way, but on the other side of the pillar, God spoke to Moses. God spoke to his church. God is speaking to us tonight. The pillar of fire is between us and the world outside. This is what God wants to tell you tonight. My precious friend, my precious brother, you know what God told Moses?
Moses,
speak. This is what we must do. Don't wait for that say the Lord. That say the Lord is within you. You can receive your healing right there. You can receive your deliverance right there. Thus saith the Lord, is right in you tonight. God open up the waters. He sent an easterly wind. We want an easterly wind to come in here.
An easterly wind
to blow the waters. That's the wind we want tonight. It's an easterly wind to blow the waters. To separate the waters. Dry land. They walk through the waters. When they got to the other side, there was no broken tongues, broken legs, broken arms, nobody slipped, nobody fall because of mud, because of the wet floor. It was dry land. When they got on the other side, the Lord told Moses, get up, Moses. Get up on the highest rock. The rock of ages. Eastly tabernacle.
My son of friend, get up to a higher rock. It's more than just a church. It's more than just a denomination. Come up higher, my friend. The pillar of fire moved. When the pillar of fire moved, Pharaoh was surprised. What is this? God does not reveal the supernatural to unbelievers. We have the supernatural. We have the benefit of the supernatural. That's the Lord, my sister. That's the Lord. That's the Lord. We have the supernatural. When Pharaoh saw, he said, what is this? He didn't understand the supernatural. We understand the supernatural. We love for the supernatural. We love for supernatural. We love for the presence of God. Pharaoh says, this God is a chancer. This God takes chances. Look what he does. He thought that what is this? When the devil looks at you, he thinks he can mess around with God's people. Brother, my son and friend, you have maybe not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan will mess around with you. He's going to kick you from one corner to the next one. But once you come in the light, once you come in the word, you will understand the supernatural. When Pharaoh decided, he said, let's go and finish them up. The Lord told Moses, get up high a little bit. A little bit higher, Moses. Let all Israel see you, Moses. Said Moses. Moses. Isli Tabernacle. My brothers at the back. My people at the on the balcony. Everybody at the back. Right in front. Imagine you were the Israel that day.
Those has an Israel.
Lord said Moses. You shall see them. Tell Eastly
Tabernacle.
Tell your church, Moses. Tell your people,
Moses.
What I have told you. Don't keep secrets. Tell the Moses. What I told you, the burning bush. That you shall see them. No more. In the name of Jesus, we are pronouncing under this atmosphere, under this anointing, as a servant of the Almighty, whatever is in your way, whatever troubles you, whatever disappoints you, in the name of Jesus, we prophesy, you shall see. No more. In the name of Jesus. Thus
is the Lord Jesus Christ.
You shall see them. No more. Father, we pray. Father, we thank you. May we receive. Father, in the name of Jesus, may your presence move amongst your people. May the pillar of fire move amongst, heal, save, touch, fill with the Holy Ghost. Lord, help us to scream out. Help us to run for deliverance. Help us to run for our freedom. Help us to run for our eternal life. Thus saith the Lord, is within the bride. Thus saith the Lord, is within us tonight. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Nothing, absolutely nothing, Father. While the musicians come, oh, just receive. Just receive. Thus saith the Lord, it's not somewhere. It's within you tonight. Receive your blessing. Receive your blessing. Thus saith the Lord, it's within you tonight. Lay your hands upon your brother.
Pray for your sister. Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. You have thus saith the Lord. You have thus saith the Lord. You have thus saith the Lord. Right up in the balcony. Lay your hands upon your brother. Lay your hands upon your sister. You have thus saith the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your presence. Your anointing, may your presence overwhelm my brother in the name of Jesus. Bless my brother in the name of Jesus. Your presence is enough for me, Lord. Your presence is enough for me. Oh, receive it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bless this little boy. Bless this little boy. Bless our sister here tonight. In the name of Jesus. Bless this young man here tonight. I pray, God, take a hold of him. Take a hold of him. Lord, take a hold of him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh. Believe, oh, believe, all things are possible. Bless our precious brother, Lord. Touch him in the name of Jesus. Oh, receive him at the back. Receive him on the balcony. Receive the Lord. The Holy Ghost is moving. The Holy Ghost is moving. The Holy Ghost is moving tonight. The Holy Ghost is moving tonight. It's moving. Don't miss him. Don't miss him. The Holy Ghost is moving tonight. Don't miss the Holy Ghost. Don't miss his presence. Bless him, Lord. Fill him. Touch him, Lord. Oh, Lord. I believe. Oh, Lord. I believe that all things are possible. Bless my brother in the precious name of Jesus. May you touch him, Lord. Lord, touch him tonight. Fill him with your presence. Oh, Lord, I believe. Bless my brother, Lord. Touch him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He shall see them no more forever. You are fighting for us, Lord. Yes, welcome our pastor. If you want to come to the front, just pray, come.
They've accepted the prophecy of Moses that the high blood pressure, which has been bothering them for years, they will never see it again. The headaches that were bothering them for years, they will never see them again. The backaches that were bothering them, they will never see them again. Habits of drinking, smoking, every bad habit that's been holding their lives for years, they will never see it again. Father, today, we stand before your throne of grace, looking at the prophecy, and we know it always comes to pass. Father, I pray, help us, O God, to hold on tight to the promise that you have given to us. Father God, I want to pray for every brother and every sister that made a claim tonight. Father, may it never be in vain. Oh God, I pray that you stand for your people and fight their battle. That's the promise that you gave for us, Lord. We will never fight, but it is you that fights our battle. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we glorify your name. May your people today receive their healing. May your people today receive their heart's desire. We may not be able to know what has been bothering your people, but Father, thou knowest all. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ against every sickness, against every habit, against every situation. And we bind the devil today in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your people today have faith to know that he that is in us is greater than the one that is in the world. We thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and mercy. We thank you, Father, for the service. We thank you for the anointing. We go back home, Father, knowing that you have done it already. We go back home holding in our hands, holding in our hearts, Father, the victory that you have already wrought in us. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give thee praises and honor. Lord Jesus, let it be a day that we shall remember for a long time, that the pillar of fire moved from the front and he had to stand between the enemy and the children of promise. May the pillar of fire today move and stand between your children and the enemy and the sickness and the problem and every weight that so beset us. Grant it, Father, this is our prayer. May this anointing carry us home. May this anointing be with us, Lord. And knowing, O God, that the devil is defeated, and we have won by the grace of the Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. May the weak say, I am strong. Let the blind say, I see. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen. Sing that to the mother. Praise be the name of the Lord. Let us sing.